The American tradition of free speech, protected by the First Amendment, is set to be abolished. According to Benjamin Netanyahu, who has warned Americans it's in their best interest to listen very closely to his instructions and comply, or else. According to Netanyahu, who is touring America during the Christmas holiday season, Israel is eliminating free speech for the common good, and Americans who dissent from the Zionist cause must not be allowed to participate in society. America will soon be policed by hate speech laws, drafted by non-Americans. And Israel will be granted backdoor access to surveillance tools to monitor the behavior of American citizens, both online and off. And if that sounds like a future you don't want to live in, you need to understand this clearly. The lock on this prison is being installed right now. And once it clicks into place, there's no turning back. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. While visiting the US over the holiday period, Netanyahu told evangelical leaders that Israel has now designated the United States as the eighth front in Israel's forever war. Netanyahu has added the United States to the list with Gaza, which they flattened, Lebanon, which they've terrorized for decades, the West Bank, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and Iran. If that doesn't send chills down your spine, you should check your pulse. Because Netanyahu wasn't speaking in metaphor. It was strategy, and confirms the psychological operations being run on American citizens for Israel's benefit.
And now we're challenged by new challenges, but equally with new opportunities. We've fought, as you know, a seven-front war. And we've come out in many ways victorious, but there's an eighth front, and that's the front for the hearts and minds of people, especially young people in the West, and for me, especially in the United States, and for me, especially on the conservative wing of the United States.
Hearts and minds. Where have you heard that before? It's lifted straight from counterinsurgency doctrine. The same language used in Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan. It's not the language of liberation, it's the language of occupiers. Used when force alone isn't enough, and the population must be conditioned to comply, or at least stop resisting. Netanyahu also gave a speech to a Chabad synagogue in Miami, Florida on New Year's Eve. For the record, Chabad Lubavitch are a Jewish supremacist group who believe that Jews are the only humans and everyone else are subhumans, who must be subjugated by any means possible. Netanyahu spoke to them about fighting anti-Semitism, declaring, "You should fight back. You should attack your attackers." How is it allowed to incite violence against Americans in a synagogue in the United States?
Last thing you should do is lower your head and seek cover. That's not what you should do. You should stand up and be counted. You should fight back. You should speak up. You should attack your attackers. You should delegitimize and delegitimize us. That's what you need to do.
As though a foreign prime minister on American soil calling for violence against Americans, expressing their constitutionally protected political opinions isn't humiliating enough, we now have Israeli billionaires with thick Israeli accents lecturing us on television about why Israel must control our social media platforms and control American speech. They're even bold enough to say the quiet part out loud, that the First Amendment needs limits. This is Shlomo Kramer appearing on MSNBC, announcing Israel's takeover of the US.
I know it's difficult to hear, but it's time to limit the First Amendment in order to protect it. And quickly, before it's too late.
What do you mean?
I mean that we need to control the platforms, all the social platforms. We need to stack rank the authenticity of every person that expresses themselves online and take control over what they are saying based on that ranking.
The government should
do that.
If your blood isn't boiling by now, I don't know when it will. But it gets even worse. According to Israel, it's time for the US government to use technology to crush dissent online and allow only a single Zionist narrative in society. Just like how authoritarian China controls its citizens.
Right, I can go on Instagram or TikTok, and frankly, it already is becoming unclear what is fake and what is real.
Exactly.
And once you eliminate that ability to discern truth from fiction, then what are you left with?
You are left with polarization of society and inner fighting, and you have to control that. If China has a single narrative that protects its inner stability, and the U.S. has multiple allows for multiple narratives, it puts them in an unfair advantage that long-term is going to cost the stability of the nation. So changes must be made.
They think we'll lie down and accept it. They think they've already won. They're inside the White House celebrating a week-long Hanukkah event, while Epstein's own lawyer, the same man who argued the age of consent should be lowered, is singing about the United States of Israel. He's going to keep his day job, representing the worst abusers in the country, and writing degenerative op-eds, while partying in the White House for a week, despite the fact the vast majority of the country want to see him locked up for life. As far as they are concerned, when it comes to Israel, your opinion means nothing. They will have sovereignty over the entire land, because that's what the Torah says. Anyone who resists will be erased. Just like Charlie Kirk.
על כל הארץ, ולא יכול להיות פה גוי אחד שמתנגד לעם ישראל בארץ הזאת. וזה יהיה התיקון לגירוש.
תודה. תודה.
הר הבית, בית המקדש, ברור.
This is the inflection point. Miss it, and the window closes. See it clearly, or lose the chance to stop what comes next. We're talking about hate speech laws, prison sentences for speech, China-style authoritarianism. The global elite succeeding in all their goals through Israel. After the break, we lay out the details, because if people don't wake up now, it will be too late. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, weight loss and diabetes medication, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this testimony of Joe Tippins, a cancer survivor, thanks to fenbendazole.
2 years ago, Joe Tippins says he was told to go home, call hospice, and say his goodbyes. The doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer.
Once that kind of cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%, and the median life expectancy is 3 months.
Tippins says he got a tip, not from a pharmacist, but a veterinarian. And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine. Specifically, fenbendazole.
My insurance company spent $1.2 million on me with traditional means before I switched to a $5 a week medicine that actually saved me.
Get 15% off using coupon code People's Voice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Netanyahu's charm offensive, telling Christian Zionists that they're Israel's best friend and Christians are welcome in Israel, doesn't stand up to a millisecond of scrutiny. Christian Zionists are Israel's useful idiots, the slave class spoken of in the Torah. They are the subhumans that the Chabad says must be bled dry and then discarded. Orthodox Jewish tradition dictates that Christians and churches should be insulted and spat upon, like these fine young fellows upon passing a couple of nuns. During the Christmas celebrations last week, Israeli police violently cracked down on Christmas celebrations, arresting people celebrating the birth of Christ, including a man dressed up as Santa for disrupting the order. Israeli military forces also have a long history of brutally assaulting Christian priests for the provocation of engaging in Christian celebrations. And it gets worse. In 2022, Israel killed the Christian journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. Then they lied about, got exposed, admitted it, and suffered no repercussions. Then they attacked her casket live on television. The attack on Christianity doesn't stop with the funeral. CCTV footage reveals Israeli settlers vandalizing and desecrating Christian graves in Protestant cemeteries in Jerusalem.
Yep, they just threw that down. They've picked up chunks and are smashing the cross. This is again on the first at 3:25 now. Now they're moving slightly off camera, doing the same thing to the ones right of the camera.
So when Netanyahu says that Christians are welcome in Israel and the Israeli people view Christians as their friends, you can add that to his list of self-serving lies.
If not stopped, Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very short time. It could be a year, it could be within a few months.
They have the wherewithal, the stored up, preserved knowledge to make a bomb very quickly if they wanted to do it.
Iran is so dangerous. Weeks away from having the fissile material for an entire arsenal of nuclear bombs.
They're very close. They're 6 months away from being about 90% of having the rich uranium for an atom bomb.
Iran is gearing up to produce 25 bombs, atomic bombs a year, 250 bombs in a decade.
Ladies and gentlemen, time is running out.
Iran will be capable of producing alone, without importing anything, nuclear bombs within 3 to 5 years.
It doesn't matter if 99% of Americans oppose unconditional support. Both parties fall in line anyway. Not because the public will, but because of power, dark money lobbying, and the kind of compromise that could bring down an entire political system. The kind of blackmail material that makes an entire Congress stand for 4 whole minutes and applaud on cue, no questions asked. One nation under blackmail, representing foreign interests.
We don't actually live in a true democracy here in the United States. It doesn't matter how many Americans or what percentage of Americans are against U.S. support toward Israel. Our government, despite any party that's in charge, okay, it doesn't matter if it's Democrats or Republicans, is going to carry out the wishes of the Israeli government no matter what, because they control us. They control our government. Israel controls our government. We have a system of legalized bribery. So foreign interests are able to bribe our politicians. The Israelis are far more organized and have multiple organizations, several organizations operating out of the United States, specifically to lobby on behalf of Israel, to bribe our politicians on behalf of Israel. Yes, AIPAC happens to be the most notable lobbying group that does this. And there's also blackmail. I have no doubt that there are politicians and people in positions of power who are being blackmailed. And that's how we find ourselves in a situation where, I mean, this story more than anything, I think really pulls the wool over everyone's eyes when it comes to the reality of how undemocratic our political system has become.
Israel has declared war on American citizens, not with tanks, not with missiles, with something far more insidious. Social media algorithms hijacked. Free speech under siege. Critics silenced, sometimes permanently, right here on US soil. As 2026 begins, they're going for the throat. And still, most people don't know they're under attack. But make no mistake, you are the target. The internet is the new battlefield. And unless you act now, you've already lost. Israel isn't only controlling the feds, they're blackmailing Congress. They've seized control of the US social media algorithms, and they're paying US influencers to AstroTurf. And they've somehow managed to shut up Elon Musk, who no longer dares to mention Epstein's name, let alone criticize Israel. And now they've seized global control of VPNs, the very tools people trust to hide their most private activities. This is massive. The most popular VPNs in the world, including ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, and Private Internet Access, are owned by Cape Technologies. Their roots trace back to CrossRider, a malware distributor infamous for hijacking people's devices. And its leadership? Packed with Israeli military intelligence veterans. The very people who built Israel's most powerful surveillance tools. We're talking about veterans of Unit 8200, Israel's NSA on steroids. We're also talking about the Dovdadin Unit, Israel's elite undercover death squad. This means one of Israel's most powerful weapons, a weapon almost nobody even realizes is a weapon, is the VPN on your laptop, on your phone, right now. The question isn't are you being watched, it's how soon until your data is used against you. Because we care about our viewers and this movement, we're revealing the first trustless VPN, VP.net, built so that even if it wanted to spy on you, it couldn't. Even if the feds came knocking, they'd walk away empty-handed. It's built inside a secure enclave, uses military-grade encryption, and stores zero data. Yes, really, zero zilch nada. Check it out at vp.net/TPV. And here's the best part. It's 100% American-owned. No Mossad backdoors, no feds rifling through your DMs. Sign up today at vp.net/TPV. It's only $5 a month. And you can finally stop asking, who's monitoring me? Because the answer is, they were. But with vp.net, not anymore. Reject the globalist agenda. Reject Israel first. Expel the spies hiding in your phone, your apps, and in your devices. Go to vp.net/TPV and take back control before it's too late.